We've been dealing with the benefits of the resurrection. This is resurrection celebration season, the Easter period. Hallelujah. We'll start with Romans chapter 4 in verse 17. It says, as it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations before whom him whom he believed, even God, who quickeneth the dead and calleth those things which be not as though they were. Amen. Let's go to Isaiah 53, verse 1. It says, who hath believed our report? To whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? Our Christian walk is a faith walk. It's a faith walk. It's not a walk based on our feelings. It's a faith walk, which means we believe things we do not see. God is a spirit. We don't see God. And so we have to believe something that our eyes do not see. Amen. But we know from the Spirit, from our hearts, that they are true. Now, man is made up of three parts. Our spirits, we are spirit beings possessing souls and living in the human body. The human body is not the real you. Our eternal identity comes from the Spirit, not our bodies. Hallelujah. Our bodies, we will, you know, discard here, depending on what happens, or we take it with us as we're going. Hallelujah. Most people will leave their bodies in the graves here. If Jesus shows up, no Christian, born again Christian, will be in the grave. All of us will be out of here. Hallelujah. Amen. That is the promise of the Father. And we believe that by faith. We believe we're making the rapture because of what Jesus did for us. Amen. We just accept what God did as being true and enough. It's true and it was enough. Amen. Hallelujah. And then we live how he wants us to live. Whatever that we are not able to do, we go back to him. He provides grace for us to live that way. Amen. Glory be to God. He gave us a new nature. So he did all that for us. Amen. And so we're going to examine some of that. We have already started and we talked about the fact that we are justified because of the resurrection. The next thing that God gave us, eternal life. God has given everyone who believes on the Lord Jesus Christ eternal life. Zoe, the God kind of life, the God quality of life. The spirit of life that God has, he put in us that we should have life. It is by that life that we are able to stand in the presence of God. The Bible says, through the disobedience of one man, sin came into the world and death through sin. Now, by the obedience of one man, all right, God gave us a free gift of righteousness and grace came in through that righteousness and is reigning unto eternal life. That as sin had reigned unto death, even so might grace, which is this grace, is the Spirit of God working in us. It is also the life of God. It says so might grace reign through righteousness unto eternal life by Jesus Christ our Lord. If we miss it, he made a provision. The first time, there was no provision. So as soon as Adam sinned, it was treason and it was over. This time, God put the blood there. And it says, the Bible says that the first one was of one offense unto condemnation. But the second, what Jesus did, is of many offenses unto justification of life. Amen. So God gave us eternal life. And he wants us to know that we have eternal life. 1 John chapter 5, verse 11. It says, and this is the record that God had given to us eternal life. And this life is in his Son. And he that had the Son had the life, had life. He that had not the Son of God had not life. These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that ye may know that ye have, not trying to have it, we have eternal life, and that we may believe on the name of the Son of God. Hallelujah. So he's redeemed us from all iniquity. All the good promises, number four, is that all the good promises of God are for us. We qualify. If he says, the righteous, in the time of the famine, the righteous shall feed fat. It means me. Because I'm already righteous. The Old Testament, you had to do all things right to be righteous. Under the New Covenant or the New Testament, in the Gospel of Jesus Christ, you became righteous the day you received Christ. Hallelujah. So if it's for the righteous, I qualify. Amen. You and I qualify. We qualified not because of we did anything, but because we believed on the Lord Jesus Christ. And all the promises of God, the blessings of Abraham, everything you see that is good in the Bible belongs to you and I. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 20. For all the promises of God in him are yea, and in him, amen, unto the glory of God by us. What does that mean? It means that if it's there, is it for me? I'm asking, is it for me? It says yes. All the promises of God. Not some of it, all of it. If I line up with it, it's mine. Hallelujah. Number five. I single this out because it would have fitted into four, but it's special. The blessing of Abraham is ours. What made Abraham great is ours. So all the promises of God, of the blessing of Abraham, became ours in Christ Jesus. What did God do to do that? He brought the Jews. The Bible said that Jesus was made a curse for the Jew, that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles. Can we go to Galatians chapter 3, verse 5? Know ye therefore that they which are of faith, the same are the children of Abraham. And the scripture foreseeing that God would justify the heathen through faith, preached before the gospel unto Abraham, saying, in thee shall all nations be blessed. What he had in mind here was Jesus. So then, they which be of faith are blessed with faithful Abraham. And for as many as are of the works of the law are under a curse. For it is written, cursed is everyone that continueth not in all the things which are written in the book of the law to do them. But that no man is justified by the law in the sight of God, it is evident, for the just shall live by faith. The next verse. And the law is not of faith, for the man that doeth them shall live in them. Praise the Lord Jesus. And the law is not of faith, but the man that doeth them shall live in them. Verse 13. Christ hath redeemed us from the curse of the law. Who were the us here? All right, let's find out if what we have believed is true. It said, Christ hath redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree. The next verse is the clincher there. It says, that the blessing. The reason Christ was made a curse was for the blessing of Abraham to come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ. Which means that the blessing of Abraham was not on the Gentiles prior to Jesus being made a curse for the Jew. Why did he do that? So that he can make it a level playing ground. Hallelujah. Now, does that mean because there's some little curses here and there, you know, among the Gentiles, like people have generational curses and stuff like that? When you get born again, the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus makes us free from the law of sin and death. That curse is under the law of death. Because sickness, disease, all these things, they're incipient death. So it makes us free from it. It's a higher law. When the enemy comes and says, your granddaddy did this, don't join them to say it runs in our family. You're no longer that family. You are, if any man be in Christ, he is what? A new creature. All things are passed away. All things are become new, and all things are of God. That is the law of the Spirit of life. Because it's a new law. It surpasses the old law. The old truth, that was the former truth, is no longer the present truth. Hallelujah. It was said once that the children will suffer the sins of their fathers. But in the book of Ezekiel, God ended that. That is the present truth. Amen. The other used to be the former truth. So what do I do? Because I know that the word of God rules in the realm of the spirit. The Bible says that forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven. So it is the law of the universe. So when I stand upon it, no devil can oppose me. Hallelujah. And I have the legal right to use it. I'm not stealing the logos of God. No, I'm born again. I'm born of God's word. Amen. So when I pick up the word of God, it's a weapon. I'm not playing games. No. I'm operating the law of the spirit of life. Now, the law of sin and death says the person who had the big C and is in stage 4 will die. But the law of the spirit of life says, with long life will God satisfy me. With the stripes of Jesus, I was redeemed from every sickness and disease. Hallelujah. And so when the devil is making his case through the doctors and the machines and saying all that he's saying, I'm making my own case before the throne of grace. Why I should leave? You know, Hezekiah was told that he was going to die. Hallelujah. The Bible says when the prophet left, he turned his face to the wall. I said, God, you know, I did this. You know, I did that. You know, I don't have to die now. You know, hallelujah. And when he kept making his case, the Bible says, God said, bring forth your strong reasons. So what is my reason that I'm not going to die according to the predictions of the doctors? I'm making my case before the throne of God, the eternal courts of heaven. I'm saying, Lord, you said, they shall not encast the young, nor be barren in the land. The number of my days you will fulfill. And you said, man's days shall be 120. And then I'm standing on the word. Now, we have to stop living after the course of this life. Hallelujah. We have been saved from the wrath to come. Or number 6 is that we're free from condemnation. Hallelujah. Because of the blood of Jesus. Amen. Now, people like excitement. You know what I mean? I know you're excited a little bit right now. But people like excitement. So if it feels good, then it must be good. If it doesn't feel so good, it must not be so good. Marijuana might feel good, but it ain't good. Cocaine might feel good, but it's not good. So it's not everything that feels good that is good. In fact, most good foods for people don't taste so good. It's acquired taste. God has redeemed us from eternal damnation. We're not going to go through that judgment. The great white throne judgment. No, we're going to be seated on thrones judging people and angels. So how are we going to do that? We have a free gift of righteousness. And we're anointed. Amen. We've been saved from the wrath to come. We have been made more than conquerors. Can I say something? Nothing that comes your way will destroy you. It does not have the ability to destroy you. If you understand the law of the spirit of life. You know, when Pilate was saying, don't you know, saying to Jesus, don't you know I have the right, I have power, authority to release you or to kill you? He said, no man will have power over me if he had not been given to you from above. Hallelujah. Amen. And he said, I have power to lay down my life. And I have power to take it up again. Hallelujah. What was he doing? He was talking from the law of the spirit of life. He wasn't speaking earthly talk. The Bible says, it says, to be carnally minded, earthly minded, sensually minded, or sensory minded only is death. To be spiritually minded is life and peace. It is from that realm that we operate. When we say we are rich, that's where we're coming from. Before you see it, there has to be the tenacious holding onto the word of God without moving. The Bible said that Abraham was fully persuaded. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief. Hold on to the promise of God until you see it. Don't let anybody come and take it from you. Don't let anybody dissuade you. It's not true. Hallelujah. Every negative accusing voice you hear is from the devil. Now, I didn't say, you know, correction can be sound negative, but it's actually not a negative thing to the righteous. Amen? That's how correction is. But other than that, those things that come to tell you, you're ugly, things are never going to work for you, you're too stupid to understand what's going on, all those kind of talk, and look at you. Nothing good seems to come out of you. Whether it came through man or you heard it while sitting down somewhere, it is the devil. Don't accept it. When God speaks to you, he will encourage you in line with his word, with his promise that a negative circumstance will not be the end of your journey. I'll say it again. Regardless of what is going on, the voice you hear that lines up with God's eternal destiny for you is the voice of God. What do I mean by that? You're going through a rough time. Maybe you had a bad attitude and things were not going well, and you misbehaved. You landed yourself somewhere, and then somebody said, this is the end of your life. You're finished. Everything is gone. You made that bad business decision. You're not going to go bankrupt. You're finished, and there's nothing going to work for you anymore. And then you hear this voice. He comes and he says, I love you. This is not the end of it. Stand up. I'm going to take you out of here and take you where you need to be. That is only God that can say that. The devil does not talk like that. Because he comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. Hallelujah. Jesus came that we might have life and have it more abundantly. Now, does that mean that God won't correct you? God will correct you and say, this thing, don't do it again. Hallelujah. But he will say, it's not the end of the journey. Get up, square your shoulders. Yeah, you may have lost everything right now, but I can give you back. Listen, your situation cannot be worse than what's his name? Job. Job lost everything. But the thing is, God gave Job everything that he lost and more. Amen. So you're coming out. You can't, you know, you may find yourself where? There is nowhere that the child of God will find himself or herself that there is no way to the palace. The top is yours. The Bible says, on top only shall he be and never beneath. You are the head and not the tail. Now, if you keep quiet, because understand that the power of God is deployed by the spoken word. If you say nothing, nothing will happen. If you say you're finished, let everybody say you're finished. You don't say you're finished. Because God can help you when you can't see him in your place. You know, when the children of Israel went into the promised land and they said, look, did you see those guys? Did you see their biceps? Wow. In fact, he said, we seem to them like grasshoppers. And so we seem to ourselves. If they said we seem to them like grasshoppers, okay. But to say that, so you saw yourself as a grasshopper, a child of God, who God is working with, God is fighting for you. The Bible says, if God be for you, who can be against you? Before the fight starts, we've already won. From the advent of the church in the book of Prophet Daniel till the end of the ages, only the church kept increasing. Every other system died. Hallelujah. So we know what's going to happen. They don't know, but we know.